Okay, so Brandon, well, what's your name?
Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, Nicholson, N-I-C-H-O-L-S-O-N.
And how long have you lived in Oakland?
I've lived in Oakland all my life. I'm 32 years old now.
So, wow. Okay.
As far as Will Park, should I tell you?
Yes, please. Will Park, Oakland. So
I grew up actually right, basically almost all my life living on some part of Lakeshore, or off of some part of Lakeshore. So right by the lake. And now actually I live with my wife. And I don't know technically what they call it, but we live by Leona Lodge. So I guess it's starting to get up towards the hill.
Yeah, Redwood Heights, or I'm not sure. Leona Heights.
Yeah, Leona Heights. Which I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, apparently that's what it is. Yeah. Girlfriend lives on Leona.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So and we live up there too. So.
Okay. So who are you? How do you see yourself?
Like, sure, sure.
What makes you who you are, the man you are?
Yeah, that's a great question. I guess I'm many things. In addition to an Oaklander, I'm certainly identify as a black man, lifelong practicing Buddhist, and someone who's, I think, committed to trying to create opportunity for communities and for people, and I just try and live my life and work in a way that really elevates, you know, humanism and sees the potential in people. So I run a nonprofit called the Hidden Genius Project, and we work with black male youth to teach them to build software,
nice.
And be entrepreneurs and leaders.
That's an admirable project. Definitely needed.
Yeah,
yes.
I think so. I think so. So
thank you.
For that service. I appreciate it. So I try. I think I just do my best to try and dedicate myself to actually creating better opportunities or high quality of life for people, particularly people maybe who haven't had access to that too frequently. So when I think about who I am, I'm many more things, and you know, my family is very important, of course, and my friends, but you know, that those are the things at least at the center.
Okay. So your project, is that your full-time job?
That is. I'm the executive
director. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And how can kids, you know, young men get in? Or
well, we find them. We certainly go around to different schools, particularly the Oakland Public Schools, but folks can always find us on our website at hiddengeniusproject.org. And
hiddengeniusproject.org.
Mm-hmm, and one of our biggest cheerleaders is Regina Hood Jackson here at EOIDC.
Oh,
so, you
great.
Know, we certainly look forward to trying to interface and partner with EOIDC more. But, you know, we're working our way around the community. So I think more folks are getting to know us. And, you know, we're trying to do whatever we can to make sure we're accessible to young people and beyond Oakland as well. But we focus on Oakland and the East Bay.
Okay. Now, how did you arrive at that? What made you want to start the Hidden Genius,
so,
your journey?
Sure. So the full disclosure is I came on as the first executive director. A couple of my buddies started it. They were, we were all in the same scholarship program together, a program called the Ron Brown Scholar Program.
Named
for the former or late Secretary of Commerce under the Clinton administration. And this was almost 15 years ago when we were together, but this program was meant to help black students or students of African descent come together, you know, with the hook being a handsome sum of money, scholarship money, but come together to be part of a lifelong network, you know, to try and create change wherever they might be. And so these two young men, they attended Harvard together, and they came out to Oakland, black males, came out to Oakland to build software. And they wanted to build particularly software to help teach young people financial capability. And so as they were building that company here in Oakland, neither of them was from Oakland. One is from Cincinnati, the other from Inglewood. And so, you know, they knew I was from Oakland and that my background was in education policy. I was working, doing a lot of research and evaluation work on education programs. And so they said, you have this, you know, knowledge or expertise in this area. What do you think? Could you help us out? And you're from here. So I was just volunteering a little bit. And it was actually like that for 2 or 3 years where I was volunteering, helping them think about different ways to measure the effectiveness of the program and things like that. But they ran the program without a staff up until February of this year. So almost 3 years without a staff.
Oh, wow.
And so it's just all volunteers. And it was an intensive program, but it was a labor of love. And so it's all about helping empower young men and particularly young men who might not have really strong goals or not really be able to see their strength or their potential, their hidden genius, so to speak, right? So I wanted to come on and be the director so that, you know, we could try and take things to the next level and help even more young men get opportunities and help them get even better opportunities.
Great. So what struggles have you come upon?
Oh, man. Well, I don't know if you got enough memory on the recorder, but just within the organization or period in life?
Both.
Well, I think, you know,
growing up in Oakland.
Yeah,
yes.
Most everything within the organization has been great. I'd say growing up in Oakland. I think I look at all my struggles pretty much fondly, you know, even the toughest moments. I think just because for me, so I'm a first generation Oaklander, but I think what's really interesting about how I grew up here and how I encountered struggles, a lot of them were almost built in. By that I mean, so my parents, both, you know, basically two black attorneys met in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
They were practicing law in Chicago. And the cool thing about Chicago is you can go to Chicago and, you know, you can go, you know, be a black attorney and go, you know, to the market, the black owned market, the black butcher, and then you take your taxes to the black accountant and you go to the to the black, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's all black everything. And that part is great. It's a great, you know, black professional networking. But part of that is also because the city historically had been also pretty racist, right? So you go where your people are, right? Because
right.
You can't necessarily go everywhere.
Right.
Right? So
right.
It's like different sides of the coin. And so when they came out to Oakland, you know, the thing that I've started to reflect on lately with respect to, you know, how I was raised and how they came out. Because as we think about Oakland changing and displacement of different themes, you know, you think a lot about what is the right way to come into a place or be part of a place. And so one thing, you know, I really respect about my parents is when they came from a place with a vibrant black culture.
Yes.
And what they loved about Oakland was how diverse it was, not just for black communities, but every, you know, color in the rainbow, so to speak, right, and everything. And they wanted me to have that experience and have one where I really could learn to respect and see, you know, the value in people's lives, regardless of what they were doing, whether they were, you know, judges or politicians, whether they were teachers or whether they didn't have a job, you know. And so when you talk about kind of the struggles, you know, growing up I had a lot of, you know, health struggles and a lot of pretty serious, you know, health conditions and things that I ended up overcoming. But, you know, some of the things just day to day just had to do with going to different places and trying to grow up, you know. And my mom and my dad would make me kind of, you know, growing up by the lake or right in the middle of the city, and they say, you know, we don't want you to just be this kid who's just hanging out here on Lakeshore, and we want you to go and be, you know, let's go get you around some bruhs and get you to. So they had me go, you know, I went and played baseball in West Oakland, and I had, you know, our games would be out here in East Oakland, Greenman and Arroyo Park, and I'd be at Lowell Park in Fairway, and they said, you know, go play basketball and do this thing in North Oakland and do that program, to, and, you know, go to play basketball, you know, be at Rainbow Rec Center. I mean, they put me these places on purpose,
right?
Because
right.
They were like, you need to understand that there are all sorts of people,
right?
And that you need to, like, not be, you know, not think of them as other.
Right.
You know?
Oh, wow.
And that was the important part, that those are, you know, those are your people. Sometimes it's going to get rough, but life gets rough, so you got to figure it out, you know. And so, obviously, there are situations you navigate or you understand that, you know, you learn different communities are living, you know, in poverty, or different communities are living without, you know,
right.
and they're dropping me right smack dab in the middle,
no.
right? And so it gave me a great appreciation and love for the city and what it means to be here. And I think when I think about particularly, you know, struggle, right, I mean, I'm really always so appreciative for my life, you know, that there's so many other struggles that people go through, you know, and so, but it was being, having to see, you know, everything else, you know, seeing certainly community violence and,
right.
and poverty and, you know, drug abuse and drug trafficking and human trafficking and things you can see around the city, but also in the face of that, you know, when I think about those same experiences, a lot of times I think my life as an athlete growing up was a big part of that. Certainly as a student in school, but also just because you'd go to these places and all the things I described might be happening outside the park or outside the gym. But at the same time, you're there with all these communities, all these families, and there's a certain flavor what it meant to be from here, you know, and even when you look at, say, going to Greenman Park and playing baseball in the Babe Ruth League, you know, what it meant, the way everybody, you know, no matter where we went, if we traveled or had gangs elsewhere, you could tell where we were from, you know, because you play a certain way,
right.
And everybody's mama and auntie and uncle and dad's right. cheering a certain way and bringing bottles with rocks in them,
right.
and, you know, all these specific, Oakland-specific
right.
ways of being, you know, mm-hmm. and you just really appreciate that, that whatever people's situation, that there are these moments where people, you know, just really come together, or where there's a certain authenticity to it. But going back to that point about my parents, and what I appreciated was they came from Chicago, and they didn't come to Oakland saying, you know, how can we make Oakland more like Chicago, or how can we make
so
this place be...
So they didn't come
be,
to change
right.
the culture.
They came to be
part of
it.
It.
Right,
yes.
and contribute. So they came yeah. as people who grew up, you know, in West Virginia and Ohio and... Mm-hmm. spent time, you know, my mom spent time here in the Bay Area during her high school years going into college. But, you know, they brought that with them, and that was unique, right? And
right.
they weren't going to change, but they also right. weren't saying, well, how do we get, you know, a Chicago-style pizza on this corner, or
right.
or the right, you know, bicycle shop in that corner. Like, it was whatever it is. Let's, you know, let's be part of it, and then let's bring our own flavor and then really advocate.
And add to it.
Exactly.
Right.
And then I got to see them, you know, get in with community activists and people who are working on education actions, you know, parent education organizing. Back, you know, when I was in elementary school, that was a big part of how I got interested in education policy, you know, because they're going to school board meetings
right.
and, you know, being part of actions to help better resource schools. And I'm seeing that, you know, at 7, 8, 9 years old,
wow.
and realizing that, you know, that's something that's important, right, to be mm-hmm. thinking about. So I just always appreciate it. But now that I look at how folks come here now, you know, I've gained a greater appreciation, you
yes.
know, for, it's just confusing to me how, you know, people love Oakland and they say they want to come and be here. And it's like, well, why would you want it to come, why would you want to come here and have it be like where you left, particularly if you left the suburbs or if you left
right. exactly.
a homogenous area?
Exactly. And that brings us to the next question
right.
is, what does gentrification
right.
mean to you?
Right.
And you started
yeah.
to explain
yeah.
that already.
And it's tricky, you know, I think about it a lot because, you know, were it not for my parents leaving Chicago and hopping in a car, or, you know, I believe they rented a U-Haul, you know, driving
yeah.
out this way, you know, I wouldn't get to be an Oaklander and be excited about, you know, trying to raise a family here.
Right. Were you born here?
I was.
You were
yeah,
born
I
here.
Was,
okay.
right. So
you
that's
are
all
true.
I know. Right,
yes.
absolutely. And so, but I wouldn't have had that opportunity if someone
had
didn't come. Right?
right.
So I recognize that that's a big part of our history when we think about even how we got here in the first place,
right.
you know, coming from the South. And, mm-hmm. and sometimes from, you know, parts in the Midwest, but definitely the South, right?
Right.
Because there is opportunity, and someone was here already, and we know indigenous peoples have been here for quite some
right.
time.
Exactly.
So you think about, like, well, what does it mean? Is it just that people are coming? But I think it's a big part of it is the how, right?
Right. Yeah, and I think with gentrification, a lot of people who are coming to Oakland, they're coming to Oakland because they love the culture,
right, right.
but yet they're changing, they're wanting to change
right,
it
right.
as well.
Right, and I think the
so,
really dangerous part mm-hmm. is, I remember going to this community meeting. I wasn't actually attending the meeting, it was hosted in our Buddha Center, and I was working the security shift, but this community, it was like a neighborhood association, you know, and it was really weird because it was in North Oakland. It was actually not far from Mossville Park, and, you know, I grew up
mm-hmm.
doing, you know, going to Mossville Rec Center,
right.
playing sports there too, and it was, again, a particular experience. And then you go and this meeting, it's probably all white, all people maybe 30 years of age or older, and, you know, at some point, someone was, you know, they had a report, they actually had a police officer come and talk about different things happening in the area and crime. And so after his presentation was done, you know, someone said, well, you know, I guess we're just going to have to keep, you know, hanging in there and you know, we got to remember we could have gone up to Benicia or wherever with some of our other friends in the suburbs, but we decided to be here, and I guess that's what happens when you're trying to be urban pioneers. And I was like, urban
pioneers?
I was like, well, who did you think? What are you pioneering? There's people
right.
here, right?
Exactly.
You know, pushing out. But in fact, right, when we think about our history, United States history, with respect to pioneers, then maybe it's not that inconsistent, right? That's
right.
what pioneers were doing. You know, just kind of clearing through,
yes.
running through and pushing people out. But I think in terms of what it means to me, it's, you know, it's scary to see people displaced and not have that, feel like they have agency, not have
help them.
Exactly that,
exactly.
Be empowered.
Right.
And I don't fault people for wanting to move places or want to live somewhere that's less expensive than San Francisco or Mountain View or Palo Alto. What's just interesting though is it seems the great thing about being here that I love is you can just be here with so many different people.
Right.
So why pass up that opportunity? You know, the sister was saying, she's in her neighborhood and people are jogging, biking, and they're not saying hi, they're almost running her over.
Right.
And that's the saddest part.
Right.
I think when I think about gentrification versus just moving, or being in a new place.
Right.
Gentrification is almost dehumanization, not recognizing humanity of people who are there, and
yes.
finding any number of ways to almost make them not matter, disappear,
right.
you know?
Right.
And that part is scary, but, at least here, you have projects like this one and organizations like EOIDC that
yeah.
are trying to, help people in their communities.
Exactly. So, I think you pretty much, answer how has living in Oakland impacted your life. So what do you love most about your community?
Sure. Well, I think for me, even when thinking about that previous question and what I love most, getting to see just the history. So even, it could be a long history or brief history, depending on how you look at it, but if you just go back, say, to the 50s and 60s, here and beyond, and obviously I wasn't here, and my parents weren't in Oakland, but you just, like, the what it means to be here, even the hardest of hard heads, here, we all have some real understanding or appreciation for on some level, and it could be way deep down in there, I think, a certain sense of like activism, and it doesn't mean that everybody's marching or
right.
power to the people, but there's a certain understanding of, here it's about kind of asserting yourself, asserting
yes.
your right, whatever that might be, and I've always loved that. And you also understand that there are people who are experiencing any number of circumstances or challenges,
right.
but that doesn't mean they're not brilliant, or they're not
right.
Smart or intelligent or understand the geopolitical landscape that we live in or understand kind of really what's happening in our communities around us. And I love that about here, the level of engagement, even if people aren't watching the news every day or whatever it is, there's always a certain level of, there's this next level of consciousness that might be that is either latent or it's right out there in front of us where you can talk and it just, you just almost have deeper conversations or different ways of engaging and there's a little bit of edge, so you got to be a little bit tough,
right.
but tough doesn't mean you got to be mean,
right.
I love that it's got to, we still have some of our southern texture as well,
yes.
And particularly with older generations,
right.
So you get that level of kind of respect and history and flavor and culture, and I think all that's important. I think what I would change about it is right now I just want to make sure folks get to stay,
folks
get to be here, and I would love to build it around, because for a long time I felt like I was a chamber of commerce trying to get people to come to Oakland when I was in high school,
right.
And going into college, because people were like, Oakland, what's that? And now you're like, you wish people would slow up.
Right.
But I would love it for there to be a situation where you could try new things and enjoy new companies coming to the area and new restaurants, but have it all be, in a way that doesn't dehumanize or put other people down, and I'd love for us to kind of work together, and utilize all this creativity and innovation to think about ways to address the real issues that people have been facing for decades.
So what do you hope for in the future, in your future?
Yeah, so I do hope to be the first generation of a multi-generation Oakland story. I plan on staying and being here, and I'm looking forward to trying to raise a family here and hopefully even seeing those folks. Obviously you want your kids or whomever to be able to be happy and do what they want.
Right.
But I love it here, and I hope really that can build a place and communities in the city where, you know, it continues to be exciting and where there's even more opportunities than there have been in the past, and there's a stronger economy, and that, you know, everyone, that we can not be a homogenous, you know, city, a homogenous community, that we can still be diverse and still have these, you know, our strong community organizations and organizing and activism, you know, for to do what's right, you know, and that we use Oakland as this great kind of, you know, laboratory for what could be, you know, when you bring a bunch of people together.
Well, it certainly sounds like you plan on staying in
Yes,
Oakland.
Yes, ma'am. That's
Oakland.
The plan, for sure.
And that you look forward to raising your children here.
Right, yeah. Kicking and screaming.
Oh, great.
Kicking and screaming. So, yeah.
Did you
bring
any?
Oh, you know what? I sure did. I completely forgot.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. Okay, so, I think that you've answered all of our questions. Do you have any photos in your camera that you could possibly
like talk about or share?
Yes.
Let me see.
In your phone.
Right. And was the prompt when people bring the photos, were they, you know, Oakland specific photos typically?
I think so.
Let me see.
No, I don't think so. It could be a family photo. I saw that someone just shared a family photo. I'm not sure where it was taken.
I have one idea.
Were you able to bring a photo with you? I told him that email at time.
Let's see. I got an idea.
Okay, good.
Okay, so this one, now this is one isn't taken in Oakland. It's taken in Livermore, but it's me and my wife.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. But she's from Oakland as well. And her family's been in either Oakland or Berkeley for multiple generations. So I think, when I think about, you know, what it means to be here, and, you know, she's tough, you know, she's Oakland tough, you know, but she's...
You met here.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And then, but, you know, that's my buddy, too. But, you know, I think, you know, we both have the same appreciation, you know, for just the diversity, not just in terms of people, but of your experience and how, like, you want to, you know, you can get everything in the city. You can go hiking, you can go kick it on the block, you can go for a walk or a run, or you can go, you know, go to the movies and you know, be around all types of people, and there's some stuff you should probably not be doing, and when there's stuff you should be, and so we both appreciate that, you know, we don't want to. And so I think having her, you know, around is important for that.
Great. Right. So it seems like she shares your love of Oakland wants to be here also.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Brandon.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And good luck with your project and with
the program.
Thank you.
And you too. Good luck.
Thank you.